We've made longer penalties. We've broadened the scope of who is going to be included in that. And, you know, I heard a lot of rhetoric over on the other side of this building about how they wanted to do that.
And in the last two years,
they come back and cut the budget for the sexual predator unit.
Right.
I just want to remind the people here, and I appreciate that you've put the money in, that money doesn't go to the sexual predators. It goes to the people that have to deal with them every day on a daily basis. And we're putting more of them in there, and they want to give them less money to feed them and to care, meaning the people that work there and provide all the services. We want to put less money in, but we want to put more people in there. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, Senator, I'm glad you brought this up. There's bipartisan disdain in our committee for the type of folks that have committed these offenses. These are the worst of the worst of the worst that you can imagine, and you know this better than I do.
I've been there many times, and the weird thing is they all look like normal. But, you know, you go to the correction
dangerous.
Centers. You go to the correction centers, and they look like typical prisoners that you see on movies and TVs. But you go to the sexual predator unit, and it looks like there's 20 people in a ward, and it looks like just like you could be sitting at some club or organization or whatever. They are sick.
They're
not mentally ill. These suckers are sick. And it takes a lot to watch them and make sure that they keep off our streets. We've passed laws agreeing to do so, and then we want to cut the pay for the people watching them.
As opposed to the typical offender who is in state custody that costs us somewhere around $25,000 or so a year, these folks cost us over $100,000 a year, right around $100,000 a year. These are expensive sickos.
Yeah.
Now...
It's
like I said, anyway, it's a bipartisan disdain for these
everybody
folks
hates
our committee.
But don't hate the people to take care of them.
Right. And the problem is, and this really was stated clearly in our committee this year, is that if we cut too low in terms of the people that are watching these folks, that we will lose our ability to keep them in this type of custody, because these are not people. These people have served their time.
That's right.
They're
being
administrative
held there,
custody.
They're
helping.
They're civilly.
Civil. I'm sorry. I said administrative. Civil.
There's civil commitments, and
right.
They're supposed to be being under treatment.
Right.
You can't just house them.
If we don't,
you have to release them.
Then we have to release them. And I'm telling you, you not only don't want this person in your neighborhood.
These
you don't want
the ones
this person
that have been released
in your state.
That's right. These aren't the people, and I. Those that haven't been there, they're not your typical person that has been in jail for one offense. These people have multiple. They are not stopping. They get out. They are going to molest a child. They're not. It's not a question of when. It's just when. It's not if they're going to do it. And yet, if we don't keep this level of service up, and we put these people back in society,
right.
After we go through this whole rhetoric how we want to get these people off the street. Anyway, I appreciate you holding up some of the funding so that we can keep these people locked up.
Thank you.
One other just quick thing.
Yeah.
I had a bill, and I got it late. One of my constituents asked me to do that affects this department. It doesn't really affect the funding, but the Department of Developmentally Disabled and Mentally Retarded, and we're wanting to change the name
to the
Developmentally Disabled. And there was almost universal support for it because the connotation of retarded, the word retarded has changed so much in our society. But the biggest thing that I heard from the people that were saying, oh, we don't want to do that, is because they think it's some undermine to cut their funding for those people. And that I have you heard any of that? That if we got the name changed to a more appropriate name, that the funding would be cut for these people?
I've never heard
that was never the intent.
That would happen. The only thing I've heard from some folks who operate organizations that serve this population is that's not the major issue they think that we should deal with or spend our time on this year. But no, I never heard anybody say that there would be a cut of funding.
We're not going to spend much time on it, but we are going to try to amend it on or have it next year in a consent bill.
Sure.
Because even though we don't want to spend a lot of time on it, there are people that are in this population that are offended by being called retarded all the time, and people that are under this division that are referred to that way. It just doesn't have the same meaning. We want to get that. It's something we can do for them that doesn't cost anything, and we can at least get some of that stigma away. But I wanted to bring that up because we are planning on trying to put it in maybe the Senator from 15th bill that's over in the House right now.
Okay.
So if it comes back, you'll see that's the purpose, just to be able to come up to date on the terminology, not to affect their funding in any way, shape, or form.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.